15 buildings were just recently added to the list of Czech cultural monuments, including an early 20th century power station in Poděbrady and Prague's famous Lucerna Palace. The list also includes buildings from earlier periods, such as the Invalidovna complex, which featured prominently in Miloš Forman's Amadeus. Jan Wellinger spoke to the respected architectural historian Zdeněk Lukeš about the latest additions.
About two-thirds of nominated buildings are from the first half of 20th century, and this time was before, I mean, last year's ignored totally.
If I'm not mistaken, some of the sites which received the designation now were featured, for example, in the past in David Vavra's Šumná města series on architecture. This was also a period, I believe, which was of great interest to him. Poděbrady, for example. Yes.
Yes, of course. These are very important examples of architecture of first half a century. In this case, for instance, this dam and power station was created by Anton Engel, who is a famous Prague architect, for instance, creator of Davice district, urban plan of Davice district and the Victorian square. But he was, as a young boy, a pupil of Otto Wagner, famous Viennese architect, and from that times, about 1910, this power station and the bridge and dam was created by him.
Most of the media made or put great emphasis on the fact that Palác Lucerna was included.
The most important reason of the nomination of this famous palace was that, firstly, it was a very important monument from beginning of 20th century and one of the first multi-proposal buildings in Prague. It means buildings which were connected with many functions together, with a large hall as a space for concerts or meetings and so, and also connected with famous names in music or jazz like Louis Armstrong and many, many more others. Then there are spaces for offices, luxury apartments, shops, famous passages, of course, included, and also very popular cinema. That's why it was created something like one of the most important culture centers of Prague city. And by Václav Havel, who was a builder and grandfather of former president and dissident Václav Havel. This house is also a very important monument of modern architecture, maybe partly created by famous Oswald Polívka, one of the leading Art Nouveau architects of Prague of that period.
And if I might just ask you a quick detail about that, what are some architectural details which are, say, obvious to a more casual viewer and some that are more hidden that people should look out for if they can, the things that can be seen but they may not notice at first?
I think that in Lucerna there's a wonderful idea to create a cafe on the top of the building, on the roof of the building. It was never finished totally, and now is a chance to restore this part and to open for public, and I think this is a great idea of the family, of the owners.
Mm-hmm. And the final question, what changes concretely for buildings that are added to this list? Is it a benefit?
Yes, I think mostly benefit, of course, because of course, you could bring more money to restore a house which is on the list of very important monuments of city or of country. And so maybe with help of international communities and so. On the other side, of course, could also jeopardize some buildings because this care must be on the highest level and, of course, would be problem for the owner sometimes. But mostly I hope that this is a help.